Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new ambassador at large for international religious freedom has been nominated. David Curry of Open Doors USA says he's glad the position could soon be filled.
This person is our liaison as Americans to these foreign countries to talk about these very critical, important issues. And it's important because these are the things that are at the center of many of the major issues we face today.
The nominee is Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, who has a strong background when it comes to fighting persecution.
He spoke out on the genocide in Sudan's Darfur region, and he stood behind, was one of the first key sponsors for the International Religious Freedom Act.
A couple things. Pray that the church under fire won't be silenced, and that the Senate will quickly get an ambassador in place. Get the details at missionnews.org. And when Angela Maney of World Gospel Mission arrived at Tenwick Hospital in Kenya in 2014, she was greeted by a sad sight. The birthing beds in the maternity ward were metal, broken, rusty, and despite the fact that Tenwick oversees 3,000 births a year, there were three of them. But recently, 8 beds were donated to Tenwick, and the old beds? Gone.
They were met with great joy. There was a dedication ceremony as they were wheeled in, and there was singing and praying over them. And our vision, of course, is to have our Kenyan mamas who come into the hospital to have their babies to be able to be comfortable.
See, Tenwick Hospital provides quality health care alongside the gospel. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.